Funding for WBUR comes from MathWorks, creators of MATLAB and Simulink software, accelerating the pace of engineering and science. Learn more at MathWorks.com.
Over the years, no one has been more candid about his 1988 presidential loss to George H.W. Bush than the candidate himself. Mike Dukakis has been upfront in saying, "I blew it." At one point, he even had a 17-point lead. It gives Dukakis a unique perspective on what he hopes to hear tonight in Charlotte from Barack Obama. And as a former Massachusetts governor, he has a unique platform from which to criticize Mitt Romney's performance as Massachusetts governor. Dukakis has said Romney made an absolute mess of it.
We had the fourth worst job creation record when Mitt Romney was governor. We were 47th out of 50 in job creation. So how somebody with that kind of record can go out across the country and tell people that he's going to be a great economic leader is beyond me. Contrast that with what we've had under Governor Patrick. We're one of the healthiest economies in the country. We're in the top 10. It makes a difference who a governor is.
Did Romney do anything right as governor?
Yeah. He at least got us started on a process which led to our current health plan. But once again, it's so disappointing to see him run away from this thing. Well, it's okay for Massachusetts, but it isn't for the rest of the country. I don't know why he doesn't take some credit, at least for the fact that 98-99% of the people in Massachusetts have health insurance.
Have Democrats been effective in getting out their message on Romney as governor?
We certainly have not told the Romney story when it comes to economic leadership and job creation, and I think it's important that we do so. That's the end of the Romney candidacy. I mean, I don't see how he can survive that.
Bigger picture, have Democrats so far done a good job of making the case for President Obama's reelection?
I like what I'm seeing about the president these days, and I think he's going to come out of here with a nice head of steam, but as we all know, including Mike Dukakis, you can have a great convention and lose the election. So I think it's very important that our story be told. And look, he's got to lay out the kinds of things that he wants to do in a second term. I think he will do that very effectively.
So what do you hope to hear from the president tonight, then?
I hope what we'll hear is that he lays out a blueprint for the next 4 years, reminds people that he inherited an absolute disaster. I mean, we were going over the cliff when he first got elected. That even with all of those problems, he's helped create 4.5 million new private sector jobs. Pretty impressive.
Will President Obama be reelected?
I believe so, but this is a tough, tough fight. And the Citizens United decision had to be one of the three or four worst decisions ever handed down by the Supreme Court of the United States. In the face of this, the president faces a very tough challenge, no question about it. I mean, we're not seeing it in Massachusetts because we're not a so-called battleground state, but in the battleground state, so-called, these corporate dollars are just going to be pouring in, and it's all attack ads.
U.S. Senate race in Massachusetts. You're out working for Elizabeth Warren. Latest polls show that she's running behind the incumbent Republican Scott Brown by roughly 5 points. What's she need to do differently?
She's not running behind. I just talked to one of our best pollsters, and he said it's very tight, and it continues to be very tight, and it will be tight. I think what she now has to do is draw the contrast between herself and Brown. She's just got to make sure by Election Day that people understand that there's an enormous difference between Brown and her, and that the kinds of things she stands for are the kinds of things that the vast majority of Massachusetts voters strongly support. If she does that, she's going to win.
How does she surmount, though, that nice guy image that Brown has crafted for himself pretty successfully, which by all accounts is quite genuine?
This isn't a personality contest. And she's a terrific person as a person. This is about major decisions facing this country, and notwithstanding this effort to come across as an independent, I mean, the fact of the matter is that he's part and parcel of this Republican gang down there, and they're the folks that created this mess in the first place.
Is she going to win?
I'm cautiously optimistic, but this is going to be a real battle right down to Election Day.
Governor Dukakis, thank you very much. Good to see you again.
Thank you.
former governor and 1988 presidential candidate Mike Dukakis. As the convention here continues, so does our full coverage on WBUR and WBUR.org. At the Democratic National Convention, I'm Bob Oakes.